You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Vrabel revenge!
Vrabel revenge! Oh, yes. Revenge Jones is a dish best served cold, ice cold.
I never really understood that saying.
I don't know either, but it sounds cool.
It does
cool as hell.
Super cool.
Oh, it's cold-blooded is what it is. A dish served cold. There's got to be some sort of origin story to that. I don't know.
Think if it was really hot, like burn your mouth hot, you'd really get some revenge.
Oh, burned the heck out of my tongue yesterday on a chicken patty. Brutal. Couldn't
chicken
wait for
patty.
It.
Sick yeah. Brad, man, bro. Let me tell you. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's a blast from the past.
I haven't had
a nice chicken patty in a while.
It was chicken patty for your boy last night. Fired up two in the air fryer. Couldn't wait.
Air fryer patties.
Well,
wow.
We better get the brag ready. We have one of those stoves that's like half on top, like regular oven or whatever, and then underneath the air fryer.
Nice. Sick brag, bro.
We're doing pretty well.
Things
in
are
our
pretty
house,
good in the Keith household.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Half on top on the anniversary. Yeah, that's how that goes.
Yeah. On top. Yeah. So then I fire up the two chicken patties, right? The kids had already eaten whatever they had I didn't want. So I was like, all right, I'll do chicken patties later. So excited to have the chicken patty. Took a big bite, burned my entire mouth. Tongue fried.
Really nothing worse.
No, and you're like so excited for it. That's the problem.
Well, if you were an animal, you'd wait 45 seconds for it to cool down.
I think 50% of the items that come out of the air fryer burn my mouth. No joke. Like, I'll put a pizza in there. Not a pizza. I'll put it in like fries or whatever, like tater tots, and burn my mouth. Burn my mouth immediately. Like, this sucks.
I have a feeling once you take a bite and you're like, that was hot. And then you're like,
take another bite. Yeah. You're like, ah, that stinks. Oh, wow, another bite. Then you're mad at it. Burn your cheek or everything.
Let's see if the second chicken patty's just as hot.
It's a little less hot, but so still pretty bad.
It should be revenge as a dish best served piping hot.
Piping hot.
Real hot. Like, burn your mouth hot.
Fresh off the air fryer.
That's what it should be,
but it's not for whatever reason. Well, I'll get to the bottom of that. I'll do some research.
No, if you could. I mean, I'm sure no one wants to eat a cold meal, I guess.
No.
That's probably the origin of it, but I think they kind of have that backwards.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's Jones and Keith here on a Thursday.
It's from French literature in the 1800s.
Oh.
That was the first time a revenge is a dish best served cold.
I bet a lot of people read that and said that doesn't make sense, although air fryers hadn't been invented yet. 617-779-7937. It's how you dial us up. Here on Jones and Keith, you can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Watch, chat, and subscribe to WEEI. We will go on the clock at high noon with a Celtics season preview.
Woo!
Which is less than a week away.
I know.
Celtics won just about at the buzzer last night in their preseason finale. Jaylen Brown now hurt.
I was going to say, between the media game and last night, they're on a little bit of a heater.
Well, let me tell you, the media game.
They are excited about that.
Joe Mazzulla's trying to explain it away. I don't think it's making sense.
You're making it worse, Joe.
He's a hard guy. Right when you want to have his back and be like, this guy's a wild man, I love it, he goes a little too far.
We all admit he's crazy. We know he's crazy.
Yeah.
The second I saw him chomping gum game one 3 years ago, I'm like, there's something off about that guy.
Well,
something a tad askew about that guy.
Yeah.
But then he starts winning, and then we're like, all right, I like this guy. And then he goes and does something like this, and then the way he's talking about it, I'm like, I don't know, man. You're kind of losing me a little bit. But we'll see how it goes.
Well, we all have a crazy friend or two.
Oh, and yeah.
You can't defend everything your crazy friend does.
Definitely.
And so I guess I feel that way.
That's the beauty of it.
About Joe Mazzulla. So you can discuss there. We'll also get to the Red Sox. Craig Breslow did a little bit of a media tour yesterday. Some interesting answers about the Red Sox and their offseason plans. I would say, as someone who's very Brez pro, they were unsatisfactory answers. So we'll get to that. Mm. But let's start with Mike Vrabel and his revenge. You heard right off the top, Keith, this is not a win one for the Gipper type of game.
No.
For the Patriots this weekend, how big of a factor do you think revenge game angle, Vrabel back in Tennessee, how big of a factor is it on the field once we get to the game on
Sunday?
Well,
you know what's funny is I wonder if Vrabel now, after six games into the season, is like has maybe even higher expectations for the team. Because didn't it feel like right before the season started, locally, and I don't know if this was coming from the team a little bit, they were trying to kind of downplay where they were at. Like, hey, this is just year one of Vrabel. Like, let's kind of, like, cool out a little bit. Like, let's lower our expectations. Forget about, you know, 9-10 wins. Let's just go, you know, kind of week to week. So maybe now they have sort of bigger expectations for the season. Whereas if they didn't have that, it might be like, yeah, this is like the mini Super Bowl. This is a huge game, and if you win eight games this year, great. But you beat Tennessee, good one for Vrabel, and you know, carry that into next year. I wonder if now you're kind of thinking a little bit bigger. Not that Vrabel can't help himself and get caught up in the emotion of it. I don't know how you can. I think every player. I mean, do you think Steph Diggs feels the same way about Buffalo that Vrabel feels about Tennessee?
No.
Give or take? You think Diggs more so?
No, I bet deep down Vrabel's even more pissed about it than Steph Diggs is about Buffalo. But maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, no, but I think that's fine. I think that the fact that they're even comparable, and you saw how emotional Diggs was, and he talked about it pregame and postgame. That was a massive game for Steph Diggs.
Yeah.
I bet it is for Vrabel too. Because like for Diggs, you know, he had already played on one team before, so he knows how the business of the NFL is. He went to Buffalo, and then he went to another team last year, and then he got to play his old team.
Well, and that's,
whereas Vrabel, the first team he was the head coach of was the Tennessee Titans. He had a lot of success, didn't go well at the end of the his last year, and then he was gone, was out of football. Well, he wasn't a head coach last year, and now he's back, gets to play his old team. They're worse off than when he left. I don't know. There's got to be some part of him, just the human part of him, that wants to just stick it to Tennessee.
Well, and you just laid out the Diggs timeline there. I just think Diggs, it wasn't, I mean, he played for another team in between. I think he even played against the Bills when he was in Houston, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think it was in Buffalo, but I thought he played against the Bills, if I have that right. So, but there was another team in between, and Diggs was obviously cared a ton. We played you the speech before the game. You saw him on the field. You could see it from the very first catch leading into Sunday Night Football a couple of weeks back. It mattered to him. There's no doubt about it. I think Vrabel's probably even more pissed at the Texans than Diggs is at the Bills.
Yeah, that could be. That definitely could be.
So I think it's a factor. How big of one we can debate. I think it's a big factor.
He did play Buffalo.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Week it was in Houston though.
Right. He did
so, yeah.
He hadn't played in Buffalo against the Bills, but he had even played that team before. It wasn't his first time playing
good
the
point.
Bills.
Six catches, 82 yards.
Nice.
Yeah.
Diggs in a revenge game.
Yeah.
It's legit.
I know.
So yeah, I think it's a factor this weekend. And I think you're gonna see it in, I don't know, ways where you have an opportunity to embarrass Tennessee. And what does that mean? I don't know. It could be how he embarrassed Bill. With the taking, what was it, delay of games when they were about to punt or whatever it was,
yeah.
Running the clock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if he has an opportunity to embarrass them in a game management way, I think he will.
Yeah.
I think the obvious one is if you have an opportunity to run it up, I think he will. Whether that means going for it on fourth downs, whether it means pouring on touchdowns late, whether it means throwing late and bombing it down the field,
yeah.
Trick plays, etc. I think that's the obvious way you could see it play out. And I wouldn't be totally surprised if you get a little bit of it behind closed doors. He's obviously not doing it with the media. But behind closed doors, he leans on that a little bit going into this game.
Yeah.
It's hard to win on the road in the NFL. It's hard to win three straight on the road. This team has not done it in three straight consecutive road games,
yep.
Weeks 5, 6, 7. They've never done that. So I think he may need to lean on that a little bit more. It's not win one for the Gipper.
No,
at least
but they
not publicly.
Already know. I think they really like Vrabel very much. By all accounts, it seems like they love Vrabel. They respect him. And I think they know what this one means to him. So they don't really need that extra motivation, but it'll be there. Another great Vrabel anecdote and sort of his gamesmanship, his competitiveness. Not only was that thing bleeding the clock against Bill, but you remember they ran that pass play to Tom Brady,
yeah,
and
yeah.
They like injured Brady. It was the dumbest play ever. They throwing the ball to Brady. But anyway, they did that, And then, like, the next offensive possession, they threw it to Mariota. And they asked him about it in the postgame. He's like, well, they threw it to their quarterback. I wanted to see if we could throw it to ours. And it was like, yeah, that's awesome. So,
can you see something like that this weekend?
I was going to say 100% prediction that I feel confident in is they're going to run a play on offense that we haven't seen yet. It's going to be something that they were kind of just like saving for a rainy day or a revenge game. Like, I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I don't know how many receivers on this team throw the ball well or whatever, but it'll be something kind of like that I bet we see. It was funny. NFL Network always does their each game. They do their predictions and they like predict the score. So our old buddy Adam Rank, the fantasy guy, I saw his prediction this week for this game. 59-0 Patriots,
nice.
Which, of course, was the exact score when Belichick ran it up on Jeff Fisher after Jeff Fisher was all, what was it, that one? Was that about Spygate? That was about something.
Oh, probably.
Fisher, something with Jeff Fisher in the competition committee. So Brady and Belichick ran it up on the Titans however many years ago.
Yeah, and I think, look, we'll find out. I think the Patriots are good enough to run it up on this team.
The Titans are bad.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
So how big of a factor do you think that is this weekend? 617-779-7937, if at all. I mean, Vrabel's certainly downplaying it.
Yeah.
Although the players are aware of it. You'll hear some of that coming up. There are a lot of questions, like big picture perspective questions about Vrabel and his time, what he's learned from Tennessee, et cetera. I thought this was an interesting exchange. I think this is Rochie, if I have it right, asking about getting a second chance and the value in it. Here's what Vrabel had to say about that.
How much has this affirmed you wanting to be a head coach and enjoying being a head coach after what you went through?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to enjoy it. Admittedly, I think it's hard to enjoy it, but, you know, I knew once I got to Cleveland that there was, you know, I was sure that nothing else I wanted to do than to have that another opportunity if I could get it. And I think you have to try to find different ways to enjoy it, you know, and the good and the bad, you know, having been through both. So
I don't know what's going on in the background.
He doesn't enjoy it? He doesn't even like coaching?
I think what he meant to say.
Yeah, like in the moment.
Because it comes across weird. It's like, well, I don't have time to enjoy
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I did learn when I went to Cleveland that this is what I want to do. And if I get the opportunity, it's going to be valuable. And Tennessee took that away.
Yep.
So, yeah, I expect it to be a factor. Twitch chat, though, $10 shake. Guys, enough with the run it up talk. Just win the effing game.
Well, no, I think that's fair. Because I think if you hear that, it makes it sound like they're a juggernaut. Like, the team that was running up the score was the 07 Patriots, which might be the greatest team of all time.
That's a good
point. I don't want to be like, oh, they can and they will run it up. I just think given the opportunity, you know, 4th and 1, maybe you'd kick a field goal or maybe you'd punt. Well, maybe now you're going for it. Or maybe, you know, you're up 2 possessions and 4th quarter, you're still passing and Drake May's still in the game. Something like that. But I think it's a fair point. Like, this team, you've heard a lot of people talk about just like how good they are already and like expectations and where they can be. Like,
I mean,
they're off to a good start. They beat Buffalo, but they're not the team that's like, oh, they can just go out there and beat anybody by 20.
They lost to the Raiders.
I mean, if we keeping a buck right now, we ass.
They are playing that team though, so let's not forget that.
Yeah, it has as much to do with the opponent as it does with the Patriots.
Yes,
but the Patriots, in fairness, lost to the Raiders. They struggled to put away the Saints last week.
Oh, the Saints gave them a game.
And but on the other hand, Carolina, who is at least 500, they blew that team out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think if they have an opportunity to run it up, they're going to run it up.
We dropped a quarter of our games.
Fair question in the Twitch chat, too.
What do you got?
Why would you use up your gadget plays against a team that's ass,
yeah,
like Tennessee?
Yeah.
Fair question, but I'm okay with it.
I'm good with
this situation.
Because you do want to embarrass them.
You
like,
want
part of it. And you want to see if it works.
Yeah.
You want to see if it works.
And, no, I mean, Vrabel, look, I mean, coaches get fired all the time.
Yeah.
The end for Vrabel wasn't very good in Tennessee. Mike Giardi on his podcast had some local Tennessee guy on, and he's like, yeah, Vrabel was a jerk in Tennessee.
Oh, so was he too mean?
So at the end, yeah, he didn't have any goodwill built up.
Got
and
it.
So once he started losing games, there was no one to stand behind him. So look, coaches get fired all the time. It's the business. I don't think he's crying over that.
No.
But I think he also wants to send a message that, hey, the guy you replaced me with, you've already fired, and you made a mistake. I think he wants to send that message. Simple as that.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet.
Ooh.
To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.